U.S. greater than PDRM identified 532 individuals who failed to attend their second COVID-19 screening. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz PDRM identified 532 individuals who failed to attend their second COVID-19 screening. News. PDRM identified 532 individuals who failed to attend their second COVID-19 screening. Hong Kong faces third wave of COVID-19 with at least 20 new cases. Malaysian poverty benchmark revised after 15 years, now at IRM 2208. 16-year-old boy allegedly tricks machines into buying insufficient PS4 packages and gives fake controllers. Ex-sportsman saves woman's child after she flings him from third floor of burning building. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. 17-year-old in Kelantan remanded for molesting his nieces. 24-year-old who worked as garbage collector to pay for studies is now a Harvard Law student. Meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop. Meet the young Malaysian florist who crafts stories using flowers. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. People Features Lifestyle. Sunway Pyramid Ice is reopening on the 11th of July 2020. Roti Canai Alar, the new food sensation in Kelantan. Enchanting spots for an exciting escapade, here's why Malaysians need to visit Sabah for a memorable getaway. Coriander bubble tea actually exists and people don't know how to feel about it. Restaurant in India serves mask parotas to spread awareness. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together, and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships, film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Police have managed to track down 532 individuals who underwent quarantine at home but failed to attend the second COVID-19 screening at clinics near their homes. Chief of Police Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur said, as reported by Bernama, that the police is now on the hunt for the remaining 45 individuals who have yet been tracked down. From the 532 individuals, 303 are from Selangor, 156 from Kuala Lumpur, 62 from Johor, 3 in Sabah, 2 each in Pahang and Kedah, and 1 each in Negeri Sembilan, Malacca, Kelantan and Sarawak. Tan Sri Abdul Hamid said, because of this, the Criminal Investigation Department has launched an extensive search on these individuals nationwide. A total of 392 individuals have been successfully contacted through phone calls, while a total of 140 individuals were detected through home addresses. Individuals who have not undergone the second COVID-19 screening are advised to attend the second screening urgently at nearby health clinics. Tan Sri Abdul Hamid also revealed that those who are still stubborn and refuse to go for their second screening will be charged under Infectious Disease Prevention and Control Act 1988. If you know anyone who is currently under home quarantine that has yet to go for their second screening, kindly advise them to do so as soon as possible to prevent any legal actions to be taken against them. This needs to be done urgently to ensure the possibility of any new COVID-19 cluster be removed. Also read, Hong Kong faces third wave of COVID-19 with at least 20 new cases. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.